The Voice, Tuesday, January 12, 2021. Well, the years went by. Then, out of nowhere, a man soon to be known as John the Baptizer suddenly arrives on the scene. He could be found preaching in the arid wilderness of Judea, Matthew 3:1. The very mention of his name causes me to pause and ponder. John the Baptist, John the Baptizer, John the Voice crying in the wilderness, the preparer of the way, the miracle child. A man of mystery and intrigue, strong and determined, odd yet captivating. John, the cousin of Jesus. He was truly a unique and singular man who came into the world to fulfill a mission and then fade away. What an amazing and tragedy-laced individual. John was the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth. His parents were far beyond their childbearing years, yet they gifted the world with this miracle baby. We know nothing in Scripture of his childhood, his upbringing, or even of his path that led him to embrace his mission. When did he discover his calling? He must have been around 30 years of age when he appeared in the desert surrounding the Jordan River. His message was a call to repentance to those who sought freedom from the weight of sin. At the same time, he also spoke harshly to those who hid behind religion to enslave and control the masses. His words to these pompous visitors were laced with a mixture of severe warning and a strong call to repent and change. Baptism was the path that opened the door to the freedom found in the kingdom of God. But beyond all this whirlwind of preaching and calling and submerging the penitent masses, I cannot help but wonder how John dealt with his loneliness and his unique calling to prepare the way for the Messiah. Did they ever meet? Did they talk of their unique missions? Did they play together as children? Did John sense that he was destined for a challenge few would understand? It seems as if he was called into the wilderness before the time that Jesus was called to be baptized. Their lives must have paralleled each other, both destined to do great things, both destined to die a cruel death. He never married. He dressed oddly. He preached incessantly. He ate insects and honey. He slept in the open. He challenged the status quo. He defied kings and queens. He called out hypocrisy and sin. He was respected by many and no doubt hated by those he spoke out against. A once-in-an-eon man of courage, and in moments a frail doubter of the one for whom he prepared the way. I can't help but ask, why John? Was he given life simply to surrender it? In the path that only a few great men and women of biblical history have walked, he was led in the end to a place where he did not want to go, to be poured out as an offering on the altar of sacrifice. Strong and weak, powerful and frail, courageous and doubting, great and small, a servant, a man of God. I long for the day when I will meet John and sit with him and talk about his life in the shadow of the tree of life. Yet still, I wonder. Father, I want my life to matter. I want to make a difference in my world. May my life be a living sacrifice that leads others to you. In Jesus' name, amen.